to destroy it even more.
Let's go.
It's going to be coming, just like me, again and again. And we were thinking about this.
I don't think he can come.
What do you mean?
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
This is the accident photo. Then there's the real one.
The accident. The accident.
Oops. You just push them together.
Carl will get that accident later. Speaking of accidents.
Welcome. Did you pee yourself?
Welcome back to the show. What would this show be if not full of problems? So we filmed a whole episode and it was actually like a really good episode.
Yeah.
We both felt really good about it afterwards.
Not cool.
I pressed stop. And we just sat back, had a nice little chit chat about what a great show that we just had. And then I look at it to go retrieve the SD card and it says write error.
Which we've seen before.
So in a rage, I bought a new pod track, so it's on the way. We've just had too many issues with it at this point, and I cannot abide.
One too many.
I can't abide, but I think that there is salvageable stuff from the video footage, even though the audio was corrupted. So if you want to go to patreon.com/twndpodcast, it will be one of our bonus episode things for Dirtbag Tears.
The patrons. Mm-hmm. The Dirtbag Tears.
We are completely fried because we had a shoot, and it was in the sun, and I'm bleeding. I am from my hand because I did sit back my hand into glass, but also from other places because I am a woman, despite what you may see some people say on my pull up videos. All woman, all blood clots, and it's f-ing fantastic.
All
I love
day.
It so much. But one thing that has changed my life with periods is that the period panties. Because period panties. I know that it's mostly guys who listen to this. So you're going to listen to this. Tampons. It's just like a cotton ball compressed that you put up inside of you. It's like those things that you used to put in water when you were a kid to like grow a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Grow
or a
boyfriend.
Towel.
Yeah. It's like grow a towel inside of your pussy.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good. And taking it out too, it's just like, Jesus.
It hurts. It hurts real bad.
Period panties though. I got this one that I'm wearing right now and it's a thong.
Yeah.
And I've never done that before. I didn't even know that was like an option. And I went to Bonds and I was like, there's a thong option. So like you wouldn't have to see that huge panty line because they're like a fucking diaper. It's insane.
That's the only thing I can't get over. But the fact that you're not ripping your entire insides out every time you're pulling a tampon out
is so much
better. Blessing. However, I feel like I'm wearing a diaper and it bugs me.
Well,
like terribly.
The ones that are the most diaper feeling though are the heavy flow ones. Which is like overnight ones, which then I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. But if I have to wear that shit during the day, then it's just annoying. But like the moderate ones, those aren't too bad. Like I think that like the thinner ones are fine.
I can't wear any of them if my man's around. I really can't.
Really?
Honestly, yeah. Because then he'll like go in there and like try and like we're very like affectionate. And like his hand always makes his way there all the time. And then I'm like creeped out that it makes him feel like he's reaching to a diaper in which he has been like, what is that?
He's not, it's a bandage.
And I was like, it's a period panty. And he's like, oh. And I'm like, you don't like, he's like, it feels like a diaper. And I was like, it does feel like a diaper.
It does. I don't
like,
care
I was
though.
Like, it feels like I'm wearing one.
I'd be parading around the house in them.
You know, eventually we're going to have to go back to wearing diapers once we like can't control
yeah,
our bladder.
Eventually.
So might
you know,
as well
it's like,
get
a start on now. And at least they're kind of cute. And I don't even care. I'll be flaunting them around. And if his hand makes it down there, that's his fucking fault because I gave warning. That's the way I
see never
it.
Give warning. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, for me, though, it's kind of like, you just know, because I like playing Halo. I love playing Halo. And I love playing Halo with my man. It's one of our little things we do together. And it's so cute. Aw. I throw up. So I get so aggressive to the point that I trash talk. I get so aggressive. Like, I am screaming out of nowhere. And I'm like, oh, I'm like bleeding in 6 hours. Like, this is the clock, because I just get, I don't know what it is about that. It puts me into such a rage. It's like I'm Edward, like my eyes unfocus. I'm just like
unhinged.
And I'm like, and I'll have a moment where I'll be like, wait, no, what are you doing? But it's like, it just comes out and you're like, oh, that's why the rage is here.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation, but you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
Yeah. Because it's about to be happening.
I've seen you play games with your dad and brother, and oh my God, the rage comes out. And that was a cooking game.
Of all of us. Listen.
You were screaming at the top of your lungs.
Listen.
At both of them.
Overcooked. It was a stressful game. Do you remember, you ever play like the game of life, like the board game?
Yeah.
And like Monopoly?
Yes.
And all those kinds of things that just like create life. Huge family feuds, life. Don't even get me started. I cheated at life, which is hilarious because I get nude for a living. So I did kind of cheat at life. So.
how did you cheat at life? What did you do?
You just have to be the one who hands out the money.
You're the bank.
I'm always the bank. I was the bank in Monopoly. I was a bank everywhere that you could be a bank.
I'm good with money.
I would be the banker in Risk, which I don't even think has a banker for the game of Risk. I'd be like, no, there's a banker for sure. And because I'm older and I know numbers and stuff, I'm going to just keep it all over here. And I'm just like embezzling from the game.
No one's looking. Someone's sneezing.
Be like, what's that over there?
Hold on. Is that someone with pizza coming in? Oh, great.
Did you have like a favorite like game to play?
Candyland
was fun.
And also, it's great because you got me Ganja Land, which is essentially Candyland for stoners.
That was fun.
Which is like ding dong, mm-hmm. like all day. My kind of game. I also loved like growing up, Hungry Hippos.
I liked Boggle.
Boggle was the one with the bubble and the word. The
letter. And then you have to figure out all the words for it, and I'll just be in there. I was a Boggle master, but my dad was better at it, and I would always try to just like
get it.
Like I have this thing with Boggle. It's like it's one of the only games that I actually have on my phone, and it's called Wordscapes, and it's essentially Boggle. It's just like find all of the words, and I'll just be in there trying to get all the bonus words for the extra points, like the words that aren't actually there. I'm like, I see other words, but I think that this is obscure enough that it's not going to be on the puzzle.
Did you play Words with friends?
Here and there, but I've never really had friends.
Well, see,
so it'd be like every now and then I just make a random friend on Facebook, like that I used to have way back in the day before I deleted Facebook, and I would just find random people. I have set up Facebooks just to join like those kind of games, but then it got to be too much and I actually started doing things.
So I saw an article the other day about how there was a young guy, I'm probably early 20s, met his Word with Friends friend who ended up being like some 60, 70 year old woman from like the other side of the world. You know, like
that's crazy.
So they, like, they actually met up.
That's so cute.
I was like, they must play so much that they were like, we really want to hang out.
I have this.
I don't know.
I have this thing with games where I like just want to win. So like I eventually get bored of like.
Trying
like the things with other people where you're like I don't know what it is, but it's like, so that Lolly app that I was like, ooh, do this, they have this thing in it that they had opened up that was like this arcade, so you can earn like minute amounts of Bitcoin and you just play the game. I have made it a mission. I've just downloaded every single game. I look at what the missions are to get the max amount of rewards. I play it specifically through to that. I don't spend any money, and I make it like a job to get like $2. And then I just delete the app. And then I'm like,
delete
I'm bored
the
of it.
App.
Yeah, like, no, like the game. Games? Like the different games. Because after the points come in, it's like, well.
That was it.
I'm bored of it now. I just wanted the $2.
Now free up the space because I need something else now. That's good. It's efficient.
But I've heard of a lot of people that get like into like the mobile games. And I understand even more like getting into like the console games or computer games and stuff like that. But on the phone, I've never understood when you hear those stories of people spending like tens of thousands of dollars on the game to get like the add-ons or to get like extra lives and like to do the thing. And for me, I'm always just like, as soon as I'm out of lives or something, I'm like, well, I'm done with it now. Like, I don't want to like pay to keep going. I'm just like, well, I didn't use my time efficiently enough and that's why I'm here now. So I'll take a break.
You get one chance at it. And that's
it. I don't want to spend money on that.
Just thousands of dollars?
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Are you
one of those people? Anyone out there?
Do you get sucked in by all of like the mobile games? Because I get sucked in by other stuff. Like Instagram and TikTok just seem to know things that I could potentially use. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, you could use this to shoot some content. Hey, this is for corgis. And I love them more than I love myself. So I buy all the corgi toys and treats and beds and shit for them. Like,
this is for corgis. Yeah. This is for shoots.
I was hearing this thing that like corgi owners are some of the most obsessive dog owners, but like obsessed with their breed of corgi, and they'll have corgi everything. And then I started like looking around the house, and there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's at least 8 corgis in this room alone that I can see. And I'm sure that there's more that are hiding.
Well, yeah.
And there's also
Polaroids.
Some on the walls, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, and then you look throughout my house and there's just like, it'll be this like display of something nice and then this random little corgi statue thing or something. And I'm like, I think I do have a problem.
No, it's just.
But I don't think it's a problem because I think they're cute and fluffy.
Exactly.
Do you ever get, sorry, I'm just like thinking out all of my thoughts while I was having this moment.
At least you're not twisting a string in your fingers.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
No, next? I want to talk about what you're about to talk about.
I'm sure this is just me overthinking it, right? But when people like will come, and I've had this with this house in particular very often to a point that it's made me think about it. Because, you know, I kind of have a very... I don't know what design you would even call my house or how it's set up. It's just like a constantly changing art project. Mm-hmm. And I will get people who like comment on it in a way that's like, that's so you, but not like, do you know what I mean? Or like it's very this and it just doesn't feel like it's a good thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not all the time, but every now and then I'll just like, notice those things and it'll be like the way someone says it, like,
well,
I don't
here's
know what it is about
say,
it's very you
here's what
that
I,
just sounds condescending, and that's probably just in my head. I was just wondering what you
well
thought.
Here's what I will say, because I had this conversation recently and it was about how I love that when people can put like their personality into their homes, and you're an amazing example. So when someone says the house is so you or something is so you, I would take it as a compliment, because not everyone is able to have not everyone's able to design and actually bring their personality out into a room, which you do easily and well. So.
But sometimes when they say that, and I think that, right, because when they say it's very you, I'm like, that is like my personality in every aspect of this house. But then I'm like, I feel like a lot of people don't like my personality. So
well,
then it feels weird.
The internet says different.
Well,
but
that's
because
the internet likes to look at my boobs.
I mean, so here's the thing, like, okay, back to that. It's mm-hmm. so cool because like walking into a house where the walls are all white and there's nothing
I have that
to show nothing to show about the person that lives
it
there.
It just feels empty. Like, okay, so I think about this, and I think that's why I have everything how I do here, is because, like, that last place, you remember that place, was it or was it not, like, a circular hospital around a pool?
That's, like, definitely, like, what I could, like, see. Like, it's very institutionally white.
Yes, just, so, like, and, like, the tile and everything just so, like, echoey and nothing.
Hollow.
hollow. It was literally like hollow. And I like it to feel
warm,
full around. Like not cluttered, just full. Because when it gets cluttered, you know, I clear stuff out. I'm like, hey, do you want this? How do I give this?
Yeah,
you know,
everything has a spot. Everything has a place. Yeah. Like everything is organized and it's detailed.
I feel like you can tell the state, like my mental state. You can see where it's at by what my house looks like. Mm-hmm. Because when things are going good, literally everything for me to function has to have a place where it is, where I know it is. Like, you'll be like, where is this thing? I'm like, this top drawer all the way to the left. Yeah. There's a little caddy that's in, like, two in, and I'll think about it, and I can know where it is. When you come in, and you'll be like, where is this? And I don't know where it is. Things are not okay up here. Do you know what I mean?
Like, wow, I wonder if that's like...
Like, when you come over and there's blankets that are just askew on the couch and they're not folded, know that I'm not quite okay. Like, I will be, but I'm not in that moment.
She might be under one of those blankets. Like, hiding.
It is, because unless I'm, like, using the blanket, it is folded. Unless I am, like... And I make a mental note to remind myself if I'm not going to put something away, I'm like, just do it. It takes 2 seconds. Because otherwise, I start to let it accumulate.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then it takes over everything.
That's
and then I'm
the
like,
bad habit.
You're a failure.
That's me. That's the bad habit, though. So, like, it will start small, and mm-hmm. then it's massive. And then it's like, fuck. Mm-hmm. With house things for me.
Yeah.
That's where I am the biggest, like, the biggest downfall. And the last thing I want to do after a very long day is go home and clean. I don't know. Yeah. I don't clean to calm down or like chill, where I know you like to clean to chill.
Well,
so I wish I had that, because I'd be like, man, my house would look so much better.
I don't like to organize to chill. It gets to a point that, like, you know, every now and then I just send you like a photo of the cabinets and they're completely changed around. I'll have these like manic moments of like, I need everything to, it's not working the way it is, and I'll organize it. But then eventually it gets to kind of like that chaos point again where it comes out, and then I have to do it. Because it's not like sometimes mopping the floors, you know, and stuff is nice for me. But to have to go in and reorganize everything, or if I start to just not let things be organized. Because if it's organized, you're never almost cleaning anything besides the floors. Because mm-hmm. it's like, well, at least you know where everything is. But other than that, it's just like out of control.
Yeah. And it's like, for me, like, yeah, everything. Like my drawers, for instance, I'll deep clean them. Organize them perfectly, you know, everything's in its spot. 2 weeks later, it's like a big old scrambled mess of drawer. Yeah. Socks flying around, random t-shirt, made it.
Do you have any of those little dividers?
I've that helped me them. With the socks. And then really? It just like got chaos again. Although the ones that you have that are like hexagon, those ones look cool.
Those
look
cute. Those.
I got the other ones that you first had, I think.
Yeah.
And I got those. It worked for a little bit. And I threw them away in a fit of rage.
The cube ones kind of work really well, like the hexagon ones, because they can snap together, so they'll fit multiple things. And you can fit so many more panties if you just kind of like roll them and put them in there, because you can fit like 3 or 4 of them, you know? So much better. Anyway, you guys should organize your closet too. Think about it.
It feels good.
It does feel good. It
feels really good.
It feels like you accomplished something, even though you spend your entire day doing it and nothing else.
And you might not wear any of it, but it looks good.
Yeah, and at least you know where it is in case you want to try it on for the 500th time and be like, well, I still don't like how it looks. And then you know right where to put it back.
And take care of your stuff.
Yeah.
It's great.
There's so many things I held on to, like that dress that we shot in today, the teal one. So I don't know when I'm getting the photos. I don't know when this is coming out. Who knows anymore? But I had a dress that I wore for the Kiru shoot when I first had my toy made. And this was, how long ago was this? Like three or four years or something? 3 years?
Super. Probably 3 years. 3 years at least.
I want to say it was 4, because didn't we start doing it in the end of pandemic year? Didn't we do it in 2020, or was it 2021? It was something like that, but it was crazy. So ages ago. And this dress barely fucking fits me now. My lats are, like, I haven't worn it since that shoot. And it was a little bit, like, it was kind of like almost a perfect fit, while only being a little just weird how it sat. Now, my lats are like busting the fuck out of it. my ass is somehow hanging out of it, like, which was fully covered before because I had no ass to speak of. And my legs look like fucking Chun-Li when I'm wearing this fucking dress. Yeah,
literally. It was a nice, it was great.
It just looks with like a shrunk it.
We should do a side-by-side from the previous time you wore that to now.
And the previous time I wore it was actually with the roller skates as well. But it's crazy to think, like, how long ago that was and how much has, like, changed and developed since then.
Yeah.
Because that long ago, I want to say that when I first started with Kira, I wasn't even doing pod yet. That's why I think it was, like,
2022.
2022?
Well, that's when I posted one of them. Let's see if there's anything before that.
I don't know. I just want to say it was ages ago. But then I think, like, we're coming up on 3 years. And, oh, guys, we're so excited. And I say, once again, if you are new to the show, I call everyone guys. It's just what I've always done since I was knee-high.
We'll call you ghouls.
Ghouls.
Hey, ghouls.
Come on, ghouls. And dirtbags as well. Please join the Patreon, patreon.com/twndpodcast. If you join the dirtbag tier, there is monthly Zoom chats. If you join Wholesome Pledge and above, there is ad-free day early releases of the pod episodes. There's an RSS feed that is also ad-free. For our dirtbag and wholesome tears, we do monthly photo sets. We have a bonus episode from Zoom the one chats. That we failed. The Zoom chats are always fun. We have one coming up and I'm looking forward to it. So
yeah, we appreciate you guys like being a part of it. And like,
I think when this comes out, we will have had it. So the Zoom chat was fucking great. It was fantastic. We talked about a lot of cool stuff.
Shout out to all y'all dirtbags.
And shout out too, if you would be interested in like recording the Zoom chats. Because I could look into that and not like just audio even. And we could release that for people who like missed it or whatever.
Yeah.
But if we were to do that, we'd have to have more interaction. And I just got to say, don't be shy. If you're going to be on Zoom chat, be more vocal.
It's an open forum.
It's an open forum. And I feel like you guys are sometimes very, very closed. So let's be a little bit more open. Like my vagina was the other day, which you would hear about on the bonus episode if you're on the dirtbag tier.
Everybody go watch that episode. And if you aren't on the dirtbag tier, get on it.
Yes.
Because there's other things like me doing makeup blindfolded, which we definitely have already said. That was the first time in my life. That was a first.
16 years you've been doing makeup. That's crazy. It's because I feel like you're like 19 years old.
I love you. No, it is crazy to think that. Because like I had to go on my Facebook to see when I started working at Chanel. Which was like 2008.
That was 16 years ago. I can't do math like this. I'm just going to do it right now. Listen, math was never my strong suit. That's insane. And I'm a little bit, you know.
But yeah, so it was really fun doing it blindfolded and like feeling your face like Braille.
Oh my God, I'm so stupid. It's just half. 16 years ago. Am I the biggest fucking idiot in the universe?
Wait, you were 17 or 16?
16, because I'm 32. Sometimes I forget how old I am. Like, I don't... Do you... Like, I'm sure we've probably said this before, but I think back to, like, how old 32 people made it out to be when I was younger.
It was old.
Like, it was... They were, like, ancient.
38.
I feel like I'm still developing. I know I'm not. But I'm trying to like
develop these assets, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm trying to work in the gym for it, but it feels like I like, how are you supposed to feel when you're old? but like when does that come? Because I just like
come.
I just like snorted out a booger. Do you have a tissue?
I'll find one.
Oh my God. BRB, I just snorted.
Also cut, like, do you want to take a quick cut to see if the audio is Gucci? Pause.
We all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look.
Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
Welcome back.
I was like, welcome back to the show. I had to blow the booger out of my nose because I laughed a booger out. But I always loved like Peter Pan, and people are like, oh, what do you do when you grow up? I never want to grow up. And I like don't. It seems so boring. Like, I don't know when that comes. Maybe it will come, but I hope not.
No, I think there you can always be a big kid. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Always, like, the inner child can always stay there. You're an adult, but yeah. Your inner child is still there.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all the adults that go to Disneyland because they just like Disney.
Yeah.
And they don't have kids.
That's true.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I would not like.
Your face was so upset.
Because I was thinking.
David, cut into that face.
I was thinking, like, the times that I've been to Disney, like, you do it once or twice, right? And it's, like, still magical. But any more than that, and the magic is gone.
Hold on.
Like, it's gone.
Hold on. I actually had a pass to Disneyland.
Did you not feel the magic die?
No.
Maybe it was long enough ago because I feel like you're...
It was long enough ago.
Because I feel like every year, it's like, you know, every year Avian kind of went...
But how come it gets more expensive?
It gets more expensive. It's more overcrowded. You're waiting longer lines. Even like the souvenirs and the food and everything is more expensive. Inside. Like, it just reaches this point that it's like, are we just being trained? Is this like an experiment of how much we're willing to fucking put up with? Because I'm personally not.
Yes.
And I can't just be buying a fast pass for, you know, I'm not made of fucking money. Like, Disney doesn't have enough as it is. And it's like, also... Like, I'm not going to go and pay all this fucking money to go stand and maybe ride one thing. That's insane. It doesn't make any sense. And then it's like, I just don't understand the after point of you doing that so often. Like, do they know the special way to keep enjoying it over and over and over again? Because you're just like packed in like this and you're waddling around with people. I imagine you must just be ill all the time. You know what I mean? Like, the amount of germs that you're processing on a daily basis, or maybe their immune system is just, like, through the fucking roof. Because it makes no sense to me.
It's like licking your hands after touching a dirty doorknob, like...
Yeah. That's essentially what you're doing. Because then also, it's like, do you think that people are washing their hands before they consume every meal that they get?
Oh, their funnel they're just cake like, or whatever just they're like, eating?
La, 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 running your hand along the railing. You're sitting up on it. You're scratching yourself.
Blowing
you're touching
out boogers.
Your face, blowing out boogers. And then you're just using your hands to eat a fucking hot dog. And you're just glizzying it down your fucking throat.
No, the turkey leg.
The turkey leg. When I see people walking around with a fucking turkey leg with like drippings hanging
grease.
Off of it. And it's just down their arm. And I'm like... Oh, and I've also thought, I'm like, with as greasy as that makes your arm, do you just get like a weird extra tan line that
can
looks
you
like...
Then now fist with ease.
Like, it just seems... I think I am an 85-year-old man. Like, I just...
Get off my lawn!
The idea of that just sounds... terrible. And I haven't even been in like years, and I like don't need to ever again. I think I don't know.
We'll see.
Maybe
never say never.
Never say never. But
should we go to Disneyland? Didn't you get a little bit excited
when I
said that?
You know what we should do is the torture Molly tour, and we just go do things that I really don't want to do, like we go on a golf trip.
I am in.
It's just things I don't want to do at
all. You can at least ride in the golf cart. It's fun.
No, I know, but it would be funny if we just made it like I hate everything. Because
yes.
I do kind of hate everything, but I can enjoy hating things if I'm putting on a performance. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And then we get to go do things.
Do Disneyland.
I'm just there in Disneyland with like a pair of ears. Just like...
You know, the headphones to silence everything so you don't hear.
I just have my headphones, my mutism headphones just to block everybody out. My little Minnie Mouse ears. And I'm just there like...
I'll get you an ice cream.
Here.
I'll get you an ice cream.
And then I'll drop it on the ground.
And you will still eat it.
Down on my hands and knees.
I can see it. All
fuck right. It. Every disease. Let's do it.
We're in. Ugh. Immunity for life.
The thought of licking the concrete floor of Disneyland made me think of Kanye West's bare naked feet on the pavement. And then you were saying that he... So Kanye West, breaking news that I just heard about today from Laura.
Because my phone is nothing but Kanye news now.
He's starting a porn company.
Yes, I'll get you the details right now.
Which is crazy.
So this was what really got me. He said, this is exactly word for word. So Kanye, I'm looking up the article so I can get it right because it's worth getting it. Here we go. Yeezy porn. And he says, how did he
say? Do you think Kanye is just getting ready to start his OnlyFans?
Yes. Or his girl.
Yeah. If she doesn't have an OnlyFans, she's not capitalizing. It's like, why are you so naked for free?
This is exactly what he tweeted. Yeezy porn is coming. With
like coming?
Go to Yeezy.com.
I don't think... why, though?
He's teaming up with Mike Maz, who's Stormy Daniels' ex-husband, I guess.
That's crazy to me.
And it says, West has referred to having a full-on pornography addiction. It destroyed his family.
Who?
Kanye.
Wait. So Kanye is like, porn has destroyed my life. So you know what? I'm going to start a porn company and destroy porn from within. Machines within.
West played... I don't know.
What? Can I see this? This is the most insane thing. Here. Hang on. Oh, here we go. Hang on. Kanye West appeared to confirm reports that he has plans to launch an adult entertainment studio. Yeezy porn is coming. This isn't the first time West has publicly been affiliated with porn. In the past, West has referred to a full-on pornography addiction that destroyed my family and to sex as a design inspiration.
Design inspiration.
In November of 2022, Rolling Stone reported that multiple former Yeezy employees claimed West played pornography to them and showed them inappropriate pictures of his then-wife Kim Kardashian, among other alleged tactics of intimidation and control. So he's like... Porn destroyed my family. I'm going to destroy it even more.
Let's go.
It's going to be coming. Just like me. Again and again. And we were thinking about this.
I don't think he can come.
What do you mean?
Because he has metal teeth. It stops.
Does metal teeth stop you from coming? I don't think that can be related.
Come on.
I don't think so. But man, but I wonder, like this. Yeah, I wonder what, like, do you think he's going to be involved or he's going to be like a director?
He's going to be a money man. We'll see though.
That's interesting. It's kind of weird how it feels like more and more people openly talk about porn and the adult industry and OnlyFans creators and stuff like that. Like, you hear about it everywhere now. And having been in as long as I have, like, it's been over 11 years. And it's like, I hear it more and more than I ever have before. And yet it's still so censored and stigmatized. And not saying that, it should just all be uncensored, because I don't think that that's the case at all. I'm just saying as like targeting the people who are actually in it versus people who are trying to capitalize off of it without like having to actually be involved.
Like the content creators, you mean?
Yeah, like.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. And it's like somehow like companies are able to work out having these accounts. And I know that, you know, companies still get deleted from platforms and stuff like that. But it feels like the more and more that you see it, even in like TV and film and like references to it and all that kind of stuff, it's like, well, if it's so publicly talked about and it's being used in media in other ways, then why are the people who created it in the first place being so stigmatized? Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, we want a piece of the pie, but we don't want you to have any. It's like, well, that's not really how that works. You know what I mean? It's just like, you don't see you out there like sucking it and spreading it. You know what I mean? It's like, you think that, you know, like it's all a big fucking game. It's all stupid.
I hear you.
It's dumb.
Yeah, so we'll find out what Yeezy plans on doing. We don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really care. It's just that my phone is now constantly updating me on every little thing, including his little, like, bomber shell of a house in Malibu. Like, yeah,
that was crazy.
Weird. Weird. When will it stop?
I don't know.
But it never will. It actually made me laugh that it said that he showed his... showed porn in the office, because it made me think of the sexual harassment video.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Word around the office is you got a big cock.
If you guys haven't seen that episode, go back. It's probably episode, who knows, 67. I don't know. Just pull that out of my ass.
I don't even remember, but you should listen to 67 as well. Fuck it. Why not?
Sexual harassment.
Oh, man. I'm excited. We have so much fun stuff coming up.
Yes, we do.
For pod.
Yes, we do. And we have a trip up and coming that we're still working out. So everybody, stay tuned for another destination pod.
Mm.
In fact, I have another another exciting thing to bring up with you and I guess the audience now. So let's everybody put your hands together and let's know. Kidding. The concert I went to the other night with Carlo, one of the people in that section is one of the co-owners of the new lounge Smoke and Mirrors.
Oh, cool.
Which I was wanting to check out with you anyways. It's another dab bar or whatever those like weed bars is inside of a Thrive. So what if we collab with them, which they already knew about the pod. Like,
how does everyone know about the pod?
Everyone listens. So I brought up the podcast Instagram to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, we're part of a podcast. You know, we'd love to check you out. And he's like, oh, I've seen this before. That's what he said. So
it's so strange to me when we go out and people are like,
it's so cool. I'm like, we thank you guys. We thank you for listening.
Yeah,
we
but most of the time it feels like you're just in a bubble of like stuff. And I've been in a bubble for even longer since like before the podcast. It was all just like Cam and then it was all this. And now like I go out and there's people and they're like, we know of this. I'm like, but why?
Well, I guess they see it from someone or maybe a friend shared it to them. So that's what we want.
Share with a friend.
Share with a friend. Leave us a rating. And maybe in the future we'll have an episode over there. And like, or at least collab with them somehow. You know, that would be really fun.
That would be really fun.
So excitement for in the works, because we want to do the things and also explore more of Vegas. There's things that we've been talking about checking out.
Yeah.
Cool brunch spots. Downtown is where it's at with all the art and like vintage shops. So that's always fun. But definitely weed. Weed all the time.
Yeah. Oh, it's just like it's reaching the point that the weather is so good that I'm like, when is it going to get really
hot?
Really hot.
In a month.
I'm thinking. Yeah.
I think we have a good month of medium heat.
Mm-hmm. And then it's just going to be an oven again.
Yeah. With no breeze.
God, I wonder how this camera is going to fare when it's like 119
out. We're going to have to put it in a bucket of ice.
It's just like on ice.
Camera's on ice.
Oh, man. We have so much coming up. I was just thinking how fun the Star Wars shoot was that we did. So.
That was epic. And I can't explain how like funny it was to watch you put on and off that hat, the head.
Y'all, so you know where to go if you want to see this masterpiece. I don't want to mention where it is, but you know where it is.
Has it been released?
No, it will be though after this episode airs. So if you guys have not checked it out, you might want to, even just for the BTS, because we had a really fun time and I was Darth Vader's replica, but I don't want to tell you what the name is yet because that's a surprise. I did full, like, I got into the zone with this project.
Not a zone.
Let me tell you, it was like Krampus. I was like, I made Star Wars scrolling intro type screens. I'll have to show them to you because it looks really cool. So very good, very comical, worked that into, and ended up very sexy. So I think that you are all going to very much enjoy it because I certainly enjoyed making it. But it just reminded me when we were doing that, and it was like there was a one set, and then it was this set, and then it was all this. And when it comes together, I was just like, damn, content creation is so fucking fun. Because someone asked on Q&A the other day, they were like, what's your favorite thing about doing this job, like the adult industry and stuff, right? And I'm like, I can just make whatever my brain thinks of. And it's not always good, but most of the time, it's pretty fucking good. Like, I can just do whatever I want content-wise, and there are people out there who will be like, fuck yeah, that's awesome. Or they'll be afraid of it, and that's even better. So, you know, I think it's really cool what we get to do.
I do too. And I think we should do another scratch on the book of friendship adventures, because we did one on the last episode that will be on Patreon. But let's do one more, because the people that don't see the last one, mm-hmm. we'll see this, and we want to bring you just that much excitement, because we had a hard time finding one. We actually liked. Fuck you, Brian.
Yeah, fuck you,
I mean, Bryant, whatever your name is.
That is your real name. So if you guys are new to the show, this is the Adventure Challenge book, Friendship Edition. So, like, over a year ago now, we ended up doing Fruit Smash, which was basically, they were like, get fruit, smash it, do Fruit Ninja, essentially, like, with stuff. They suggested bats. We did axes and swords. I injured my arm. It was like a whole thing. I'm going to probably be posting that again on Dirtbag Tier, TWND Podcast at patreon.com.
I even used a golf club.
Yeah.
For a watermelon. Mm-hmm. That was Which hilarious. Was like an odd choice.
It was an odd choice, but it worked. And the smash was crazy. So let me just say, it was fun.
I think it just went straight down. So, like, it kind of lifted and it went down the...
But with the slow-mo, it was more dramatic. But in life, it was like...
And my face was like...
Like, oh, you kept going back for the watermelon. But anyway, so I digress. We have some beef with Brian from the episode, the bonus episode, at patreon.com/TWNDPodcast. I don't know if it'll be posted yet, but... Every page we fucking opened to was like, gather four or more friends. Gather six or more people. I'm like, one of them suggested that we literally go talk to strangers at a mall and ask them to replicate emoticon faces. Like, Brian wants us to get shot in Las Vegas. It's crazy.
I thought about that one again yesterday and how stupid it is. Like, I would never.
No.
I would never.
That's insane. And I'm not trying to make more friends. I'm trying to strengthen our bond. And I'm not trying to, like, go meet people at a mall in Las Vegas and be like, excuse me, you want to join my friendship challenge book? No.
Ugh. Also, I'm just not okay with talking to people like that. Like,
no.
Saying, hey, do this.
I don't like it.
I'd be like, if someone asked me to do something, I'd be like, okay, bye. And just keep walking.
Yeah, like we were saying about the people who come up to you in the parking lot. Like, do you not care about children?
I don't want to look at you. I'm going to keep walking.
Leave me alone. I don't know you. Stranger danger. We learned that early on. Maybe some people never learned that.
No touchy.
All right. Out on the town.
Do it. Here.
Which one, top or bottom?
Bottom.
So whatever we scratch off, unless we really, really don't want to do it, and it's stupid, like going up to strangers at a mall, which is insane.
And not safe.
We're going to do it, and we will record the process. You said top or bottom?
Bottom. Yeah.
The slip gloss is perfect for this.
Yes, and they're always so long, right?
They're so long.
Why are you wasting that much time on people, vacuum. Ryan?
Sorry. All right. Go on a progressive dinner. I'm in. Finally, Brian, you did something that sounds good. Appetizers, dinner, and dessert must take place in separate locations. Before heading out, draw straws to see who you'll be celebrating tonight.
What?
Whoever draws the shortest straw, congrats, shoddy. Really, Brian? It's your birthday. Tonight, you'll be going all out on the birthday celebration, singing. No.
I don't like this. Do the top.
If you think you might get ID'd, come up with a backstory about why you're celebrating today instead of your actual birthday. Well, I'm just celebrating like 7 months in advance because I'm a fucking narcissist. No. We're not doing... Do you're going to deceive people,
Let
Brian.
Me see the book.
It's terrible.
Top one.
Brian, do better. What the hell? Why are all of these like they're not good? That's not a good thing to do. You're gonna go deceive people?
Do. All right. Select a small household object that you don't mind letting go of.
Not that one. I didn't listen to the full.
Your challenge will be.
Didn't mean to press it.
Your challenge will be to go door to door in your neighborhood. Should I keep reading?
in
mall or local shops to trade for something bigger and better. You next.
Brian, what year? What's this written in?
1912.
You're going to go barter with people to trade options? What do you mean?
Go to Trader Joe's and ask if you could trade them a pickle for a ube cookie.
Like, it doesn't work like that. What does...
Stop.
I can't.
He is not okay.
Brian is
He not is okay. ill.
How is every one of them like
that? Now they're all going to be scratched.
Go door to door.
In your neighborhood when there's probably a... next door. Have you ever done that before? Is check to see if it's in your area?
No, I don't want to know.
Well,
I don't have children, exactly. And I just like
and don't Brian
see people.
Doesn't want us to freaking like be safe. He wants us to go next door.
That is insane. Like, especially like, I don't know about you, but I don't know my neighbors and I don't want to. I don't want to know people's business. I don't want people knowing mine.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I only know who my neighbor is. I don't talk to him. Only because he's come over once to introduce himself. But that is it.
This is so wild.
Maybe just don't look.
Chill adventures for you and your best.
Let's see how chill it is.
I feel like Brian has no chill.
Brian has zero chill and gives zero fucks. Fuck you, Brian.
Brian, do you even have friends? Is this what you and your friends do? Because friends. I would not want to be your friend, Brian.
He's got imaginary friends. But he will go door to door.
Selling his friendship book.
Because he's freaking scary.
For this challenge, you'll need two colors of spray paint, a canvas or large piece of cardboard, a piece of paper, a crayon, and tape. Set your canvas or cardboard outside on a flat, paint-safe surface. What paint-safe surface? Do I also need a tarp?
Yes, a tarp.
Brian, what the fuck? Have your buddy tape the sheet of paper on your back.
What?
Wait. Set your canvas or cardboard outside on a flat, paint-safe surface. Have your buddy tape the sheet of paper on your back and draw a picture using the crayon. You'll want them to press hard enough that you can feel it. As they draw, use the spray paint to create the same picture on the canvas that they are drawing on your back or your best guess. As soon as your partner's finished, swap positions and change colors. Complete the same task on the same canvas and admire your co-created abstract work of art.
It sounds like it could be fun, but spray paint, I don't want to mess with it.
Because I don't want to breathe it in.
No, and it stinks. It gets everywhere. Can we just do paint?
Yeah, why don't we just do paint?
I could do this.
Yeah, we could do that.
So a paper on the back, a crayon.
Yeah. We could even do a big canvas and like a big brush.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So that it's like...
We'll save this.
Okay, we'll save this one.
All right, you guys. So next adventure will after be. This. So
will after be.
I'm not even going to fix that sentence.
No.
You will understand.
I feel like I'm so completely fried. I don't know. Like,
also, drink Liquid IV, everybody. If you do not already, use our code TWND. That's the only reason why we are able to still talk and function. And that's the only reason why we're still alive.
Yeah, pretty much. Liquid IV saved my life. If you want to save the life of somebody that you care about, go to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. There's the new like melon raspberry or something like that that's sugar-free. And it is so good. I don't know if I'm doing that correctly.
Is that what you made me today?
No, I think today was white grape.
So good. Whatever it is, I'm like, I love
it. It's bomb. But summer is coming up. And let me tell you, I know that not everybody lives in Vegas, but it gets hot everywhere. And it's really easy to get dehydrated. And when I've gotten dehydrated before, let me tell you, dude, I feel so unwell.
Yeah. I had a migraine and this cured it right away.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're not guaranteeing that Liquid IV will cure your migraines and headaches and stuff like that.
I am, though.
You never know. But you never know. So you might want to give it a try. And it's really cool. And they have sugar-free options as well, which is awesome.
And so we love when our listeners share with us that they bought it and that it makes them feel better, because that makes us feel better.
Yeah.
That, you know, we were able to share that. And you really see that it works. Like, it really helps.
We take it on, like, every single shoot, because it's just, you can't, like, bring that much water on a shoot. Like, you can, but you don't want to. I'm so against plastic water bottles now that I'm like, I don't want to bring a case of the water. So it's like, you have two water bottles, you have a stick of Liquid IV in each, and we're both good for the shoot. And it's really, really awesome. So Liquid IV, just give it a try. It has like a vitamin, I haven't done this in a while.
B6, B12,
and vitamin C. I think it also has potassium as well, which is very awesome. And it has CTT technology transporting all of those essential vitamins right into your bloodstream. So give it a try. You can share it with a friend. And just like you should share the pod with a friend. So go to liquidiv.com. Use code TWND. Save 15%. Get free shipping. Help support the pod and pay David and keep this shit show running.
And go to the Patreon.
Go to the Patreon. We've gotten a lot of new subscribers recently. Yes. So.
And we've actually fixed a setting on my phone today earlier that hopefully like makes more traction happen. My shit was like asking for reviews of tags.
Yeah. So it was crazy because we were looking at Laura's tagged photos, and I tag you in like everything that you do makeup for, and it's nothing had showed up for like a year. If you look back on stuff. And also if you go to
the pod page, you can't even click my name.
Yeah.
So it's very bizarre.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like shadow banned, but not.
It's very strange because it used to be clickable. And then when you go into the description, it looks like it's clickable. So follow Laura at Wham Glam Artistry, please.
And follow the podcast because that's growing too. And yes. Thank you guys.
Oh, yeah. We hit 8,000, which is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So if you're not following yet, at TWND Podcast, and we would appreciate it. So I would normally go longer, but girl.
Thank you.
Bitch, my brain is decomposing.
And I can't even do it. In it, Gaffner.
We have so much fun stuff coming for our 3-year anniversary. We are finishing this music video, goddammit. And we actually recorded ourselves doing the first test run of audio for Dirtbags. And
it wasn't bad.
It wasn't too bad. So we have to get it cleaned up. And we are really excited because we had the song on in the car today. And we were kind of like flowing the lyrics over top of the actual lyrics. And the parody is a flow.
The parody slaps.
Y'all are not ready because you're going to be jamming this in your fucking car. I shit you not. It's going to be so fucking good.
All summer long.
This is going to be the summer jam of 2024. I'm not even kidding. And when it releases, share it with a content creator that you like to masturbate to, or one that you just support, or whatever that is cool, because we want to have more creators listening as well and calling in with questions, because I fucking have been doing this shit for 11 years, man. I got a lot of advice for people. I have a lot to impart. I know I don't look like it, but I'm kind of emotionally intelligent sometimes.
She's a wise whore.
When it comes to other people, I'm a wise whore.
When it comes to taking my own advice. Well, here
she's
we are.
Getting there.
I'm getting there. We're working on it because we are developing as people every single goddamn day. And you should slap yourself on the back.
Or the
that.
Face.
Or the face. Sometimes I do that. Works. Do you do that?
No.
Because
But I actually would if, like, sometimes, like I say, I need a bitch slap. That's what I mean. Like,
girl, I actually be in there with a mirror slapping my face.
Ow.
I'm not kidding. Because when I get into those modes and I'll, like, go in there, I just slap the fuck out of my face.
Well, because it smacks you out of that headspace.
Mm-hmm. Like, stupid.
As long as it doesn't make you get a bruise, you Gucci.
Even if it does, it's like, fuck, I did it myself. It's just a love tap. I have myself to blame.
Who beat you, me?
Me. Most of 98% of the time.
Who hurt you? Me.
Someone asked me that on Q&A the other day. They're like, look at that effervescent smirk. What has life done to you?
Life.
I'm like, I feel like I've always smirked. Have I not? Now I'm just kind of like,
you're smirking right now.
Life has done some things, man. Let me tell you, man. I've been through some things. I've seen some stuff. And let me tell you, not all those things and stuff were very nice. But I did learn a lot along the way. And now I can't stop smirking because of what life has done to me. Anyway, with that,
we'll leave you with the sex position.
Oh, this is the sex position to try this week if you have sex.
Fingers.
fingers.
The drugs.
Wait, can we show this?
Fingers.
The man's fingers can be used to assist in oral sex in a number of ways. One is to spread the lips of her vagina to gain more complete access to her clitoris.
Oh.
Massaging the pubic region by lightly squeezing in one hand with a pulsing motion that could be stimulating.
Wait.
Hold on. Massage, lightly squeeze.
Oh, oh, okay. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
And like so. And then, anyways.
I picture just like.
Does this feel nice?
We're going to make you feel nice next week, too. So thank you all for coming. And follow the pod at TWND Podcast, everywhere that you can follow it. Follow Laura at Wham Glam Artistry. Follow me on Instagram at This Redhead is SFW. Thank you so much. Share with a friend. Leave us a rating. And we will see you Monday.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.